It's no secret that Hawaii's coral reefs and coral reefs around the world are under siege from human impacts, coral bleaching, and rising ocean temperatures. You can add another threat to that list locally, and it's a relatively recent one, leather mudweed, an invasive algae that's spreading rapidly around Oahu. Nathan Eagle has that story in this morning's Reality Check. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We've been hearing for years, particularly with regard to Kaneohe Bay, where they've been deploying that gizmo known as the super sucker to get algae out of the bay. What does algae do in those kind of concentrations?
Well, you could kind of look at it like a blanket for some of these kind of algaes anyway, like the leather mudweed. It just blankets things, smothers them, and kind of chokes out the available sunlight, which kind of in turn kills the reefs.
Well, why is it growing so fast? And you know, how did it get under control? Because we've known about this it's been around since the early 80s, yeah?
Yeah, it's been around for a really long time. It's totally out of control. There have been a lot of great efforts to get it under control and actually have in some areas, like Mauna Loa Bay. But it's incredibly labor-intensive. You have to pull it by hand. The super suckers don't work for this one because it pulls up all this sediment and stuff like that with it. So what we really need, at least according to some of the experts I talked to, is healthy reef ecosystems to begin with. In particular, parrotfish, uhu. We need something to kind of just naturally eat this algae down.
Mm-hmm. And so are they going to be introduced, or how do you bring that about?
In this case, these won't be introduced. To fight a different algae, there was an introduction in Kaneohe Bay of a few hundred thousand sea urchins. And those have been, so far, pretty effective. At least that's what DLNR has said. Mm-hmm. But that's a different type of algae that it kind of works well there. Here, they think it could work. It's not really been proven, so they're not so sure. But they're looking more at rules to control the fishing of parrotfish and uhu, uhu in Hawaiian, of course. So we'll see how those rules come out. Soon is the word.
In the meantime, where is the problem at its most serious?
Well, it's back in Mauna Loa Bay, which they did have it semi under control, but it's also now at Barbers Point, it's at Bellows, it's at the northern part of Kaneohe Bay, and it's also actually at depths that they haven't seen before, up to even like 100 feet deep.
It's described as thriving in degraded marine environments. What does that mean, where the coral is already beleaguered?
Yeah, exactly. That coral rubble, those kind of areas that are already seriously struggling to come back, that's where it thrives. So it makes those chances of it coming back even harder.
Well, we'll want to keep up with the abatement effort on this. Thanks very much, Nathan.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Nathan Eagle.